Okay, so when you come that close to blocking a kick, you're that close, you're right up on the kicker. Do you shut your eyes? Or do
you? No way. You got to see what you're blocking.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you don't get too many chances like that, you know.
You're not afraid about getting kicked in the face or whatever?
We got helmets on. We got helmets on. You're going to get hit, you're going to get kicked. It doesn't matter.
Was there something you saw in their special teams coverage that allowed you to do that?
That's something coach saw. I mean, we practice everything that happened in that game, all those blocks and people doing their job, allowing me to make the play. I mean, I give it to all of them. If they're not doing their job, nothing happens. So, I mean, we executed. I mean, coach drew it up, and it happened just like he did.
Did you feel like you were back in the gym? You're pretty good in college at Oregon.
Nah, I mean, college over now, man. It's the big league. You got to get ready for the next one, though.
You told me going into this game that you're going to practice WUSA. Explain to people what WUSA is.
Just relax. Just relax. Don't get too hyped. Just relax. WUSA.
But it obviously worked for you.
Yeah, it works. I mean, if you can play calm, you can play. You can, you know what you're doing. You can play fast when it comes down to it. You know.
Did that best TD catch get you going? It seemed like it got your attention.
He's a good player, man. Mm-hmm. He's a good player. I mean, they get paid too. You know, so it's a good player. It's a good play. You got to bounce back. You got to forget about it. Short memory.
Did that help you bounce back? Then it seemed like after that you really got
down. I mean, you just got to have a short memory. That's for anybody. I mean, you give up a touchdown, make a play the next time.
Can you speak to the different array of characters? The guys we're not used to seeing maybe making all these huge, big plays out there.
Like I said, man, I mean, if one person makes a play, that means the other 10 people made plays, regardless. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you just got to do your job. You got to allow other guys to make plays. You can't always be the playmaker.
Patrick, can you talk about the touchdown, interception for the touchdown, what you saw in that play and just when you realized you had a touchdown?
Just do it to me. I was shocked at first, and I mean, you have to be in the right spot at the right time, and when the opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare, you know, so opportunity came, so I took it.
That's your first one.
Pick six?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. I have it right now.
What are you going to do with it?
Put it right on my room, give it to my son, maybe. Yeah, if
not, not bad on Monday Night Football.
Nah, it feels good, man. I mean, it's over now, though. We got to bye, we get our bodies healthy, get ready for the next one.
Guy who plays two phases of the game, how good an example of complimentary football was tonight overall, front to back?
Special teams help defense, offense. Defense help offense. Offense help defense. I mean, it was a total team effort, you know. I mean, game ball goes to everybody, like Coach Mill said.
Was that 16-play drive big for the defense after they moved the ball a little bit in the first quarter to get you guys maybe a rest and get you reset a little bit going into the second quarter?
Yeah. I mean, every long drive, it hurts sometimes. People get tired, you know. But, I mean, you gotta have instant recovery, I guess. I mean, just play one play at a time, get your energy in between players, and just play the next one.
Pat, all of your teammates talked about the disrespect they felt coming into this game. Can't win on the road, second half woes. How much did that play into y'all's motivation this week?
I mean, like being the underdogs, I guess. I mean, I can't speak for the team. I mean, you guys picked who you picked. That's all I can say, enough said.
Defense threw a lot of different things at Brendan Marshall tonight. How gratifying was it to essentially, you know, limit his production?
I mean, it's always good. You can limit a guy like that. He's a great dude. I mean, he can catch the ball. He's fast. He can break tackles. I mean, you can limit him. It's going to help you a lot in the game.
What was the big difference after the first couple series for Henny? You set his first seven passes, and then Ninkovich's interception, and things started going downhill, kind of.
I don't know, man. We got to watch film. I mean, we always talk about disguising, you know, not showing where we're in. Well, I mean, we have to watch film. I mean, really, really know what happened. You know, when I'm on the field, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
What'd you kind of feel? How did the tide kind of turn, though? What kind of change?
I have no clue, man. I mean, when we come in to watch film, I mean, then I can tell you. Right now, I have no clue.
How big a lift was Ninkovich making the interception?
It was two huge plays, man. Two huge plays. I mean, he made good plays. I mean, that's all I can really say. That helped us out a lot, man. Give the offense the ball. I mean, we have a good explosive offense, so we try to get the ball in the hands as much as possible.
All right, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Guys, have a good day.